course, Hollywood all abuzz. Actually, the whole world is all abuzz. Angelina Jolie making a stunning announcement earlier this week. She's now featured on Time Magazine, saying that due to the BRCA1 gene that she inherited, which she had almost a 90% chance of getting breast cancer and 50% chance of getting ovarian cancer. Her mom died from ovarian cancer, Marjolaine Bertrand, in 2007. So she had a double mastectomy. Now, on the line with us right now, who created Team Shannon in memory of her daughter, Shannon Larson, who died of metastatic breast cancer 2005 at the age of 24, is Lorna Larson. This must be just absolutely great news for you, Lorna, that you have somebody as high profile as Angelina Jolie being a new champion for women.
Well, she's certainly raising the awareness around the effects of breast cancer on women around the world and the various forms that it does come in and how it does affect just about everyone.
And I mean, this is such an important thing because Angelina Jolie is a fairly young woman. She's not that old at all.
37, and, I think she is.
You know, at that age, to make a decision of, you know, that big of a decision, that really speaks a lot for, you know, what her concerns are regarding not only breast cancer, but ovarian cancer as well.
Oh, definitely. If you're facing those kinds of statistics with your risk, you have to do some very thoughtful thinking and consulting. And I think she's been very courageous to do this in the entertainment industry that she's in.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Lorna, one of the most startling things that about breast cancer research is 63% of women think that family history is the biggest cause of breast cancer. This is so not true, isn't it?
No, it's not. Only 5 to 10% are related to family history or genetic predisposition.
And I know that with Team Shen, the biggest thing that you really want to kind of let people know is that this is not a disease of older women. Mm-hmm. This is a disease that affects any age. And unfortunately, your daughter, Shanna, passed away at 24 years old. That is so young.
Oh, exactly. And even younger, unfortunately. And I'm aware of you know, girls in their late teens and other young women in their early 20s and later 20s that have been diagnosed. Certainly with age, it increases your risk. But young women can be diagnosed and need to be aware of their breasts and their bodies and need to understand their risk so that they can make good choices along the line.
Now, Lorna, you've been such a great champion for, you know, women to make sure that they get their mammograms annually. What's the biggest fear that young women or older women tell you today, the reasons why they kind of put it on the back burner?
To be honest with you, I work with probably thousands of young women every year, and it's not a question of fear, it's a question of knowledge. And what they keep telling me that knowledge is power, and they want to be empowered for their own health. And it's always very positive interactions, and they just want to know what we can tell them at this point in time. What is the evidence out there? What is the research saying? What facts do we know about? And that's really what they want to know. And they do want to know their own bodies, and they want to know, how do I check my breast? Because there's no routine screening for young women.
So now, Lorna, for... Oh, I think we might have lost Lorna.
No, I'm here.
Oh, there you are. Yeah. It sounded like a phone hanging up there for a second. So, Lorna, you do have some fundraising events coming up because this is I think a lot of people should know that Team Shan is a local organization that has been developed right here in Woodstock. But you speak to young women and young people across Canada. So you have a couple of fundraisers coming up to help you as you continue to spread this word. What do you have planned? I know you've got a golf tournament and some other fun activities coming up.
Yeah, just coming up later this month, actually, Van Dyke's Greenhouses is hosting a Team Shan Day out at their site at 1311 Dundas Street East, and they're going to have yellow perennials for sale. And people that have purchased through pre-orders can go and pick them up that day, or others can drop by and have a look and maybe help and support Team Shan on the Team Shan Day at Van Dyke's. We also have a special Team Shan Day happening at Penny Lane's Bond Salon, and they're at 5550 Adelaide Street here in Woodstock. And that's set for Sunday, June 23rd, and it's going to be an amazing day. The girls are donating their time to provide haircuts and styles, nail file and polish, makeup, and massage therapy as well at $45 a service. And the donations will be made to Team Shan. and there's going to be lots of door prizes, lots of gift baskets. Every woman that comes will be getting a free gift to take home, if not more than one. And there's also, if you book before June 7th, there's an early bird draw for tickets for The Wizard of Oz in Toronto.
Nice.
And the number there is 519-533-1700 to book. I've got a special awareness day taking place, too, at the Toronto Dominion Canada Trust on Norwich on June 7th. I'll be at Shoppers Drug Mart in Ingersoll on Thursday, June 20th. And best of all, coming up is our fourth annual Four for Shan Golf Tournament in memory of Shan. And that'll be held at Woodstock Meadows on Saturday, August the 10th. And it's 18 holes of best ball. Again, $55 individual golfer, $200 for the foursome. And if you're not able to make it but would still like to donate, that would be wonderful. And we do have a $100 hole sponsorship for those who may be interested. And the contact there is 519-272-3304 to register. And all of our events are on the new website. Just go to the events calendar and as well with Heart FM.
It's teamshan.ca. By the way, the website looks absolutely stunning.
Yeah, thumbs up. It looks great.
Yeah. Well, listen, thanks so much for joining us this morning, Lorna, and God bless you. Keep up the great work. You are a great champion in our community.
Thank you very much, and I look forward to actually some high school visits over the next few weeks as well, and we'll be planning our campaigns for the fall on college and university campuses very soon, too.
Awesome. We'll talk to you again soon.
Thanks again.
7:47. A beautiful day. A very suitable song. Buble is next.
Every